Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into God's Timing is Everything broadcast. I want to continue talking about a Heavenly Father. Today I want to talk about that He is the God of complete reversal. He can reverse the effects of things that happen in your life so quickly and so powerfully. In Joshua chapter 7, please turn with me to Joshua chapter 7. Here's a situation where Jericho had come down. After they surrounded Jericho, walked around Jericho 13 times, once a day for 6 days, and 7 times on the 7th day, or 13 times. 13 is not an unlucky number. Luck has nothing to do with us. It's from Lucifer. 13 is a number of deliverance. Hallelujah. And in Joshua chapter 7, they were told not to take anything out of Jericho, but Achan took some gold and some clothing, and there was sin in the camp. And now in verse 3 of chapter 7, Joshua, they wanted to go against a little city called Ai. And said, we only needed 3,000 men. You know, look what the Father did for us with Jericho. This is easy. Verse 4, so they went up to the people, about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men and chased them. And of course, Joshua was upset. Said, what's happening? What's happening? And the Father revealed by Achan that there's sin in the camp. And it took care of that situation in chapter 8, verse 1. And the Father said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you and arise and go up to Ai. See, I've given Ai to you. Just what he said about Jericho. See, I've given you Jericho, now I've given you Ai. But he had to do it on his plan. And he said, what I want you to do is I want you to go against the city like you did before. And when they come out, run away. And have half your men come behind the city. When they come out, all the men come out, go in and burn the city. And it all happened in verse 18, chapter 8 of Joshua. When the Father said unto Joshua, stretch out the spirit is in your hand toward Ai. For I'll give it unto your hand. And Joshua stretched out his hand. And the men that were behind the city came in the city and burnt the city. And then came after the men that had chased the Israelites and got them in the sandwich. But a complete reversal, because they did the plan according to the Father's instructions. And He can reverse things in your life. Go with me to Acts chapter 4. Hallelujah. Maybe something happened in the past and the effects are still carrying forth. He can reverse all those effects like it never happened. In Acts chapter 4, starting in verse 29, remember, these are the apostles that ran away from Yeshua when he arrested him. But he spent 40 days with them, teaching them. And on the day of Pentecost, or Shavuot, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they had this power, because the most important reason for the infilling of the Holy Spirit is to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us to the image of Yeshua. And of course, Yeshua explained that to him. So the answer to get more power is let the Holy Spirit do His work. Turn it over to the Holy Spirit. And as we decrease in the flesh, we increase in the Spirit and the power. And they recognize that. In verse 18 of chapter 4, Acts 4, the authorities arrested them and called them and commanded them not to speak at all, or teaching the name of Yeshua. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge we cannot speak the things, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And they let them go, and they threatened them. Verse 29, they went to Yeshua and said, Master, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak the word. They wanted more boldness. Look at the reversal. They were afraid before, now they wanted more boldness. Hallelujah. And it's standing in the same place where they arrested Yeshua, now to speak with boldness, not running. Verse 30, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Yeshua. Now remember, holy child is not part of the manuscripts, okay? The devil wants you to think about Yeshua as a little baby, okay? But he's the one that John saw on the Isle of Patmos and looked at him and went out in the spirit. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with all boldness. In chapter 5, they surely got what they asked for in verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and a roll of one accord in Solomon's porch. And all the rest does no man join himself to them, but the people magnify them. And believers more added to Yeshua, multitudes of both men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might heal them. The least of the miracles that anybody came under the shadow of Peter was healed. Hallelujah. Look at the reversal. Verse 16. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about in Jerusalem, bringing forth sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and were all healed, every one. Look at that reversal. Hallelujah. Go with me to Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37. Talk about complete reversal. In verse 1, the hand of the Father was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Father, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and they're very dry. Here's the scene where he saw all these dry bones. Hallelujah. And he asked, and the Father asked him to prophesy to these dry bones. In verse 7, and so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to bone. So when you speak into somebody's life, the truth into people's lives, that word will shake them up. Hallelujah. Sometimes things seem to be worse when you start speaking to somebody's life, but the noise, it'll come together. They'll all come together if they turned over to Yeshua, if they turned towards him. Verse 10, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and a breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet in exceeding great army. Look how the Father did a complete reversal, dry bones into an army. Look what he did in Exodus chapter 19. He took millions of slaves out of Egypt and talked with them on a mountain there and said, if you would be my children, I'll be your father, and I'll carry on eagle's wings, and you'll be a nation of priests unto me. And he said, we will. So he transformed millions of slaves into a nation. He said, you'll be a peculiar nation unto me. Look what he did so quickly. Look at the reversal. Verse 11, then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, our hope is lost, we are cut off for our parts. Therefore I prophesy and say unto them, thus say the Father, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. In verse 14, I put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and shall place you in your own land, that you may know that I am your Father. I've spoken it. Then he said in verse 16, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. And join them together one to another into one stick. And it shall become one in thy hand. Verse 19, now remember that the 10 tribes separated went up north under the tribe of Ephraim, and the 2 tribes stayed down below in Jerusalem, Judah and Benjamin. And the Father says, I want to make them one stick. And see, we have so much to offer the Jews. We can tell them about Yeshua, but the Jews have so much to offer us too. We can go back to our Hebrew roots in Yeshua as he leads us and guides us and brings us back and take those things that are necessary for us to know to help in our walk with him. Then he said in verse 19, thus said your Father, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and will make them one stick, and there shall be one in my hand. Hallelujah. Look what he did. Look what he did, man. And look what he can do. Hallelujah. He wants to bring them all back. He brought the tribes back, but now he wants to bring us. He wants us to become one with the Jewish believers. Hallelujah. Wants us to become one. But we have to realize that we have that Jewish heritage. Remember, there are 12 gates in heaven, one for each tribe. And we'll all walk through one of those gates. We all are Jewish because of Yeshua, but most of us have that Jewish blood. A lot of us are descended from those 10 tribes who went up north. But he wants to bring us all back together. Hallelujah. Into one stick. And he can do it. And he will. He'll have his way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go back with me to Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. Hallelujah. Talking about his boldness and that he placed in his apostles, but the complete reversal. And Peter, who had denied Yeshua. Now in Acts chapter 9, verse 32, and it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down to the saints who had Lydda, and he found a certain man named Ananias, which has kept us about 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Yeshua, make thee whole, rise and make thy bed. And he rose immediately. Then he went to see this girl named Tabitha, another name for her is Dorcas. And he went up there in verse 40, and she was dead, and Peter put them all forth. Everybody was in the room crying and mourning, and kneeled down and prayed, and turning to the body said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up, and he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when they called, the saints and widows presented her alive. And all the glory went back to Yeshua. It just so you can see the complete reversal in people's lives. He can do the same thing with you and reverse the curse. Before the broadcast, I prayed for all the family curses in your life would be broken, and they were. Now he can reverse other things in your life. And we're just going to pray right now. Before I do, remember that we had to come humbly before our Father. There's a lot of people that teach a doctrine called Kingdom Now, where we're going to set up a kingdom here before Yeshua comes back. And it's like dominion theology, and we're like little gods. Don't go near that stuff, okay? Because we can't even keep prayer in a public schools that we're going to take over the government. It's not biblical, and please stay away from it. Be humble before him. We don't have dominion over people. We have dominion over Satan. So just go to him in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio if you can. If you can't, just pray right now with me. Father, I ask that you do miracles right now. I ask you to heal and deliver and set free right now. Receive your miracle right now. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit blow on you and heal you right now. Receive it. And let me know about a testimony that how he's touched you. Hallelujah. And remember, not only is our broadcast on 7:15 a.m., but it's on 7:15 p.m. If you miss some of the scriptures, you can catch it at night or in the morning. I want to tell you some more about a ministry. Again, this is Apostle Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org. And there's about 250 prophetic messages on there. Just click on messages. I've written three books. The first one is called Seasons and the Timing of God. It talks about the different feast days and how Yeshua fulfilled every one of those feast days with the exception of three, which he will in the last days. And so many major things, everything major he did in his life was done on a feast day. I can show you which feast day he was born, which feast day he died, which feast day he rose, which feast day he was circumcised. When Jericho came down on the feast day, it's an important book. And you have to remember that a day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. and start the day off with prayer at 6 p.m. Remember, evening and morning were the first day in Genesis 1. And in my second book is called Noon. It shows each month of the year on his calendar and things that he did in a word he can repeat in those months. And also different hours of the day that he did some powerful things he can repeat in those hours of the day, just be in his presence. The last book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. These are powerful books that would equip you in these last days. You can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com, no spaces, tatepublishing.com. Click on books, do a search, Henry Space Walker, and then you'll see, you scroll down, you see my books. Make sure you get Noon, the second edition. It's got more scriptures in it, powerful. And you can download Noon and Demystify the Trinity right there at a reduced price. And get all these books at a reduced price to me on a quantity basis for your prayer group or your church. Just call me. And if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, make it out to New Life Revival and send it to the address at the end of the broadcast. We just want to help you, and we want to be a blessing to you. And remember to next time, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, of course.